God bless you today. Thank you again, Brother Melvin, for coming by and making sure that I'm speaking the name of Jesus to this beautiful radio audience. And on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley, Brother Melvin Slade directing us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'd like to share a word with you all that I believe that little crazy the way we're going to give it, but that's how I do it. That's how I roll. And I'm going to take you right now to the book of Luke, and in the 12th chapter, and you can look at that whole thing all the way down through the verse 21. So I'm going to start at probably verse 14, maybe verse 13, yes. And one of the company, Jesus was speaking on one occasion, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, that is Jesus, Man, who made me judge or a divider over you? And he spake unto them, Take heed and be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The grounds of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, now notice the guy thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said this, I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, this brother talking to himself here now, I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take it easy and eat and drink and be merry. This is the guy talking to himself. But God said, verse 20, unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he, verse 21, that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. And I'm going to use for our thought today, life coming at you. What you going to do with it? Father, we thank you for this privilege to be here. And we thank you for the privilege to speak to the hearts and souls of many that will listen with us this morning. And let them know that life is continuing to move. And makes no difference what we look at or how we deal with it. Life is not going to stop. It's going to continue in its own direction. So teach us how to do what we need to do and be aware of the fact that we have no control over life and we need to come to you for direction. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. I gave you Luke chapter 12, and we will probably close out tonight with Proverbs 3 and 5 through 7. So let's look at this and let's talk about it. First of all, I don't really know how to define life. I think we could mess with it. We could put this way, that way, the other. We can say life is as long as you're living and breathing and all of that. But that would not tell the story about what life really is. So what is life? I don't have any way to define it, but I can tell you this. Life really has no known size, no known color, no known speed, no known direction of where it's going to come from. So we cannot really put a handle on what life is really all about. But what we can do is to recognize the fact that life is coming. It don't make no difference whether you try to hide, where you try to go and get away from it. You can put yourself in a vault, but you cannot get away from life. Life has got you in its sights, and it's not going to quit. Now, some of us, as I said to our people here at our church at Livingstone, I said, there are many of us live day by day as if we got forever to live. And we treat people funny. We say crazy things to people. And we really don't know if you're going to get a chance to speak another word. So since you don't know whether you're going to speak another word, the best thing for you to do is to speak every word a good word. And if a person don't want to receive you with a good word, let them worry about it. Because you need to know, whether they know or not, that life is going to come at you. And you know what? You don't know whether, you know, just last week, I went down to a family reunion in Meridian, Mississippi. So I flew into Memphis, and I had rented myself a car. I had rented myself a motel. And when I got there, my cousins, who owned a barbecue pit right in the airport, Neely's Barbecue in the airport, had already thought out what he wanted to do for me. So he made me turn the car in. He made me take the motel off of my credit card. And then he drove me over to his big 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house over in the west part of Memphis. And he says, here is your master bedroom. Because he had several master bedrooms in the house. So he gave me one. Then he took me downstairs and took me out to the place where keeps all of his cars, and open up the car, the garage, and says, this Mercedes Benz. You hear me, people? Mercedes Benz. He said, this is yours for this week and a half that you're here. And just that quick, life had changed for me in a good way. And I was so thankful, I didn't know what to say. And when I got ready to leave, I told Jim, I said, Jim, I don't know, you know, a guy that's rich. I'm not rich, but I'm not poor. But what can I do for a guy like you who has a plenty of this, that, and the other, and have given me this 8 or 9 days I've been here, the best time I've ever had in my life? And he looked over at me, and he's about 3 or 4 years younger than me, and I done stepped over the 80 mark. And he says to me, Henry, you've done it. What did I do? He said, just by the mere fact that you respect and love me enough to receive what I give you is enough for me to say, you've done it. So you never know. Now, I could look at that and I could think about it. I could turn it around. But when I get through turning that around, I look at it for this. This was the goodness of God, the favor of God, through my cousin Jim that allowed me to enjoy that spot in my life. Now, what I want to do is to make sure that I don't look at this and turn it around as saying, look at me. But what I want to do is to turn it around and pass it on. And every minute, every time I get a chance to pass a smile or a good word, or in some cases, a dollar or a meal for somebody, I want to do that because I don't know when life is going to say, I'm done with you. So what else am I saying to you all? Now listen what the Lord Jesus said here. First of all, I say that we cannot define life. Now you smart people out there who can look at the Webster Dictionary and know how to look at the Greek and the Hebrew and all of that stuff, you go ahead and size it up. But I cannot size it up because it's too big for me. One, you don't know what life is going to do. You, not a one of us can be healthy. And by the way, when I got off the plane in Los Angeles a few days ago, went down to Meridian, Mississippi very well, came back and had a six-pack of flu, cold, or something. I don't know what it was. But I choose to say, by the goodness of God, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and I'm going to continue to do what I do no matter what. So I would urge you and everybody else to be sensitive to the fact that life is coming at you, and you don't know what direction it's going to come from. You don't know when it's going to quit. You don't know how it's going to take a turn. You know, they got long-term health insurance plan now that you can buy life insurance. But now when you get through buying the insurance, let's say you had $1 million, $2 million. I want you to hear this. Suppose you don't know the difference between night and day. You can't spend it. So what you're going to have to do is to trust somebody to take care of you. I don't care how you put it, how much you got. Somebody is going to have to help you if life decides to take you in that direction to where you have a long-term illness. So God is looking for you and me to recognize the fact. Now this rich guy, let's see if we can close out with this rich guy here. Life, God chose to bless the man's land. And he just had more crop than he knew what to do with. But the silly rascal couldn't recognize the fact that it was the favor of God that had turned his land into such a productive place. Now listen what he said. He said, what am I going to do here? I got more land, more food, more goods that's going to last me for a lifetime. And I'm going to take down all those old barns, and I'm going to build big, brand new barns right on the front of the street where everybody can see that I'm some kind of a rich dude. And he spoke all of this to himself. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, about time he got through thinking that. The book says, the Bible says, and I believe every word in the Bible, and that's verse 20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Then those things that you've achieved, what will you do with that? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to become rich toward God. We need to find a way. And I find myself cutting God short of many times, not giving enough time to worship. Yeah, I spend time every day, but how much is that? Sometimes I'll allow the telephone to rule my day. I don't know about you all, but sometimes I let the phone rule my day. Sometimes I let meetings rule my day. But I need to recognize the fact that as soon as these days are over, I'm going to have to move out of this body and go somewhere else. So life is coming at you. Don't fool yourself. Life is coming at you. But the question is, what are you going to do with it? Here's what I'm going to suggest as we close. In the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to look at chapter 3 and listen what it says. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes, like this guy was. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bone. So what is it that we need to do? Is to trust God with all the little stuff that we got. And that favor that my cousin gave me, I have to thank God for it. Yes, I thank Jim for doing that, but I thank God for allowing that to happen. Father, we thank you now for this wonderful opportunity to be here. We ask your blessings upon the word that has gone out this morning, and let everybody know, if they're driving in their car, sitting in their living room, or on their way to church or wherever, that life is coming at them, and they need to recognize that you're the only one that can give them clear direction on what to do with it. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you to come and be with us at our church. We're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. We're just south of Avenue R, not too far from Jackie Robinson Park, about a mile from Jackie Robinson Park. And our services start at 10 a.m. We'd be tickle-pink to see you any Sunday morning. You want to come and visit with us. We have a high time in worship, a high time in praise, and a depths in study. We thank you for that. Also, let me give you a couple other things that I would like for you all to keep in mind. That on the 23rd of this month, 23rd, which is next Thursday night, not tomorrow night, but the Thursday night, we're going to be having a hot summer night basketball tournament in the Jackie Robinson Park at 7 p.m. So you may want to come by and submit yourself to watch a basketball game, or maybe even get involved. Then on September the 8th, we are going to be having our worship service that morning, 10 a.m., at the Jackie Robinson Park in the gym, followed by a picnic. We'd be glad to have you to be a part of that picnic with us. And we'll have a worship service just as we have here, except that we're going to kind of dress down and be picnic-style clothing. And then the last thing is that on September the 14th at 6 p.m., we're going to call it Music Under the Stars, right in front of the church in our parking lot at our church here. And we have several recording artists, including my daughter, Angela, had several, I can't remember all of them. But we have several recording artists who are members of our church, and they're going to be singing that night. We'd love to have you come and be with us. God bless you. If you need to call us to find out anything else, you can call us at 944-4128, extension 10 or 11, and they should be able to give you the answer to any questions that you have concerning what we do here at Living Stone. God bless you. Thank you so much.